It's a little bit echoey in here because we don't have any rugs. It's all hardwood floors, which is obviously really lush, but can create a little bit of issues with noise sound quality. So just let me know that you can hear me. But today we're going to get started into day one of the Stacking Income Challenge. I'm so freaking excited to be sharing this information with you. This is one of my specialties, talking about expanding your offer suite, figuring out how to package up your knowledge in a way that clients want to pay you, because I can guarantee you that you already have people out there that want to pay you for exactly the knowledge that you have. They want to pay you high ticket, and it's really just a matter of knowing how to put it again. Hi, Brooke. Perfect. Ashley says she can hear me. Amazing. This is good. Round two is a winner so far. There are people right now, and I can almost guarantee you that you have an idea for an offer that is bubbling up beneath you, and you're thinking, I want to launch this offer, but there's some sort of block to be launching that offer. And so if that is you and you're like, I feel like I have a program that's kind of bubbling beneath the surface, but you're not quite taking action on it yet. Hi, Kendall. Let me know what you feel like your biggest block is, or potentially you're someone that has already launched a few programs and you're now kind of thinking, I want to start charging more for these programs, or they're not kind of adding up in a way that is leading to sustainably higher cash months. So I have a lot of clients that come to me and they've been launching a lot of different offers, or they're doing a lot of masterclasses, but it doesn't seem to be accumulating in the way that you see people online talk about, which is, if you launch all of these offers, then you're going to be making all of this money. And yet you feel like potentially you're stuck on a little bit of a hamster wheel of always feeling like you have to create something new, of never really having like your big break, feeling like you're stuck at a plateau with your income. So maybe you're there on that end of the spectrum where you're launching lots of different things but still feeling a little bit stagnant with your income. Maybe you're the kind of person or business owner that has one offer, you're just doing one-on-ones, and you're kind of confused about, how do I package up my knowledge in a way that's gonna still be really effective, feel really high quality, get incredible results without having to do one-on-one coaching and being able to do it in a group scenario, so that you don't have to sell your time for money, so that you have more ways that people can pay you. You know, let me know where you're at down below in the chat.
This podcast is being recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders, past and present. We extend our respects to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people that may have joined us for the podcast today.
There's two main ways that you can grow your business, especially when you're in like a service-based business. You can either charge en masse at low ticket, or you can sell less, so you're selling less spots or you're working with less clients, but you charge a premium price or you're charging high ticket. So two kind of main ways: you sell a lot but en masse, or you sell less but higher ticket. And you think about it the way of like McDonald's, for example. Nothing wrong with McDonald's. I love a cheeky nuggets every now and again, but they're the kind of business on a grand scale that are selling cheap, but en masse. And they're able to like make a lot of money because they have such a cult following that they've obviously built over years, but their main MO is not to be selling premium products. It's more about, how can we sell cheaply and use that as a magnetizing point almost to get people. It's cheap and convenient. Whereas a company like Porsche, is it Porsche or Porsche? I don't know. I heard it on TikTok the other day, but is that really a reliable source of information? Obviously, they're a luxury car dealership and they're able to sell and make more money because their main attraction and who it's going to speak to is going to be more like high-end clients, is that they are not about like fast and cheap. It's more about higher quality products and a more luxury experience. But the interesting thing about these two big companies, and I've used just like really big examples to give you a parallel to something that's outside of the coaching industry, and this is something I recommend you doing. Like, even when you're thinking about diversifying your product suite, something I always find endlessly fascinating is, I'm not wearing it today, but I'm a mascara girly. I love finding like a really good mascara, and I feel like it can be so hit and miss. But if you think about L'Oreal or Maybelline or Revlon, like any of the big makeup brands that you can find at like a pharmacy or a chemist warehouse, there are so many different makeups all from the same brand. Oh, so many different just mascaras, all from the same brand. Like they've got one for lengthening and volumizing and separating and for fake eyelashes. Like there's all different ones. And basically what they're doing is repackaging the same thing with slightly different benefits. And it's not like you go there and you're like, oh, this is overwhelming or this is confusing. You're just kind of like, okay, cool. There's all these random mascaras there. I really want one for volumizing. So I'm going to find a volumizing mascara. And that's how these companies can continue to make money. And, you know, sometimes with these companies, like the formula isn't even that different, but they just like repackage it and people buy it. And so it just goes to show that people will buy things based on like the way that it's positioned and packaged. But going back before I went on that tangent, because I was saying like, when you go out and you look at different brands and you are shopping and you're being a consumer, analyze your own behavior, analyze the way that that business is marketing to you and think about how you can apply it to your business in a way that aligns with your morals, obviously. Like I'm not necessarily gonna recommend that you repackage the same offer in a different way just to make money like a mascara would, but it's interesting to see how other companies diversify their offer suite and use it as a way to speak to different markets, different niches, all that kind of stuff. But the interesting thing when we're thinking about selling en masse to with low ticket or selling less but at high ticket is that it doesn't actually take that much more effort to be running Porsche over McDonald's. Like, especially when they're these big multinational corporations, the behind the scenes of actually running McDonald's versus like running Porsche, it's basically the same amount of energy and logistics and bureaucracy and all the things that happens behind the scenes. Whereas us as coaches generally have this idea that selling high ticket requires more work or it's gonna be harder. When in reality, a lot of the times running a business that is generating more money, it just so happens to be that they kind of are very similar when we're actually running it. Of course, you need to ensure that you're delivering on your service. But the difference for me between running this masterclass versus a high level mastermind is not necessarily that I'm giving different value, but it's more about the proximity and personalization that you get. So in this free masterclass, I'm showing up here at 100% of my capacity. However, because it's free and I'm not getting paid for the personalization element, the access to me, you'll have to kind of figure out things on your own unless you decide to come and invest in closer proximity support, and then that will give you help. So that's always something to think about. The way that you charge and price is not about how much value someone gets, but much more about how much access and personalization and accountability they get to you. Okay, let me just read through some of these comments. Just launched my first course and have a million ideas in my brain that I just need to get out into the world. Want to be doing less one-on-one and more group. Yes, I get really caught up in the numbers of people joining my courses and offers. Like if it's not sold out or getting lots of people in, then it feels like a bit of a failure or like I'm going to be judged. Keen to also create a membership and right now confused about what to include in that. So often default to lowering prices to get more people. Yes, so this program will, or this masterclass today will be really helpful for you. But I want to get over this block because I have so many group program ideas, but I put them off because I'm scared what if people don't invest. Totally relate to this, Kendall. I'm like, I launched 5 minutes ago and no one has signed up yet. So many expectations to manage and patience to practice. Yeah, it would be interesting to learn different ways to package programs, etc. Yes, I struggle with this too. Okay, cool. And as I was saying, like the dirty little secret is that running a business that has higher ticket services does not necessarily mean that it's going to be more work or more hours that you put in. Like there's so many examples that you can think about this, but just think about McDonald's versus like running a Porsche dealership. Of course, there's going to be different elements to it, but the actual running of the business, the creating of the services, the marketing, all that kind of stuff is going to be kind of similar. And it's not that much more hard work. And that's what we firstly want to detach from is this idea that charging higher ticket, kind of like a theme that's already coming up in here, means it's going to be much harder work, or there's so many blocks that come up with my clients that we're going to cover today. So let's go through all of these things. Loving all the comments that is coming through. And when we're thinking about the services that we are selling, obviously, as I've mentioned, one is going to be more lucrative. So of course you can have ways, and I explained this in my Instagram reel post yesterday about how your prices don't need to be accessible. We can definitely have ways where people can access our work and get benefit from us that are more accessible or have a lower barrier to entry. your social media content, you pour so much energy into that. There is so, and I follow basically all of you. I'm always stalking your Instagram. Each of you have incredible content. So you're already giving away so much that you then don't need to discount your actual coaching services in order to get people in there. Because if you're not feeling good, if you're not taken care of, if you're not able to fulfill your basic needs and then some so that you can operate at a high level, then you're not going to be good to anyone anyway. And so we need to also do the work to be unapologetic in wanting and desiring and asking and receiving for the money that we want, which is a whole other topic as well in terms of money mindset. But I'm all about ensuring that your actions have maximum impact. So what I mean by that is, if you're selling low cost offers all the time and it's making you feel burnt out, you're feeling like you've got to do a lot of marketing, a lot of selling, create a lot of content, do a lot of like convincing before anyone signs up to it, your actions aren't having maximum impact, right? So if you get two people signing up to a masterclass or one person signing up to like a low ticket offer, versus if you have one person signing up to a high ticket offer or one-on-one coaching or a high ticket close proximity group program, that could literally double your revenue for the month. Therefore, your actions are having much more impact. There's a lot more that is coming from the same action, because in order to get people into a masterclass versus a course versus a mastermind, one-on-one coaching, it all requires the same amount of effort and energy and time. So we want to ensure that the effort, energy, and time we are putting in is actually getting maximum bang for our buck. Let me know if this is all landing for you. Whilst knowing that we can still have a global impact, we can still have an influence and an impact on our, in, on our industry and the world without feeling like we have to give away all of our services for free, because discounting is never the reason why someone is going to sign up with you. People will always find a way to invest in your services if they see the value in it. And the value is not solely just, oh, it's going to change your life, it's really transformative, because people don't buy necessarily from pure logic or because it's a good decision. That's why it sucks to buy toilet paper. That's why it's never fun to buy new undies, even though, you know, you have holes in them. That's why it's always so fun to buy things that you don't really need, but you just have an emotional pull towards it. So that's a part of the brain that we want to tap into with your incredible programs and your incredible services. And as I said, I can guarantee that you will make money faster by charging higher ticket offers without it necessarily having to be more work. And I'm going to break down exactly what it requires. So I've just written down here three main points that we're going to go through today, which is, because, you know, if you're wanting to sell lots of low ticket offers en masse, kind of like McDonald's or an ebook or low ticket courses or offers, not only are you going to have to need a big audience, they're also going to need to be very engaged. And that actually takes a lot of time. Whereas to sell like two high ticket premium offers, you could do that within the next month and you could be having your first 10K month easily. You could be doubling your income within the next like couple of months, because you only have to sell two spots of that in order to make that amount of money. So we all have skill sets that are worth a premium price point. Whether or not you fully believe that and you're anchored into that is what we're going to cover later on into this. But I want you to know and to plug into my belief that I know, because I've worked with dozens of clients, this has worked for dozens of clients and myself, we all have premium skill sets that people want to pay us the big bucks for. That's the whole zone of genius philosophy, that you get to leverage your natural strengths in order to get paid the big bucks. So all we need to figure out is, number one, how to package it up. Number two, the energy we feel towards the offers and the programs. And number three, our marketing and content towards it, because that's the thing that's going to communicate to our audience why they should pay us. So let me know how that sounds. Okay, yes, I feel like I often discount, but then also struggle to charge higher ticket. Yeah, so we're going to discuss a little bit about the energetics behind why we feel like we need to discount and feeling nervous about charging higher ticket as well. That's the point number two. So starting off with how we package it up. So firstly, we want to think about our niche, right? So I'd love for you to comment down below, what is your niche or what kind of industry do you work in? Are you a mindset coach, nutrition coach, fitness coach, whatever industry? I'd love to know. I know a few of you that are on here, but I'd love for you to just comment down below so that everyone else can get a vibe, because then it can be really helpful for us to have a few different examples as I go through this training. And then what we obviously want to figure out is your point of difference. So what is your unique selling point? As you will know from looking at my content, it's not enough just to be a mindset coach or just to be a birth doula or a business coach. We need to get really clear on what it is that we have to offer that sets us apart from all of the other coaches that are out there. And a good question to be constantly asking yourself, and you're not going to know this just by the end of this training, because it's something that comes to you over time. You will figure it out as you continue to show up to do this work, to be in the right rooms, having the right conversations, having the right influence. But so don't expect yourself to know the answer to this, but it's always asking yourself, what do I offer that is different? What about my past experience contributes to the way that I show up and the way that I run my business? What do I do that other coaches do? What is different about my business? Always asking yourself that. And so whenever you're talking about the results that you get your clients in your content, whether it be a post, a reel, on your stories, you're always talking and linking back to your point of difference. So for example, if you help people, you help people get fit, it's like, I do this by only needing to do 2 workouts a week at home with home equipment. Okay, amazing. So always linking back to how you do very efficient workouts and how it's not about spending hours in the gym and how it's about smart programming and knowing the body and having a really deep understanding of exercise science or whatever it might be. Always linking it back. And the biggest mistake I see with people when they figure out their zone of genius, or even as you're figuring it out, because you don't need to have this one-liner sentence before you start speaking to it. You can start to stick to it even if it still feels a little bit jumbled or you're still figuring it out or it feels like it's a bit of a paragraph. The biggest mistake I find with people is that they wait until they fully figure out what their unique point of difference is. And then they also do not talk about it nearly enough. You need to be talking about this minimum 3 to 4 times a week, whether it's in a post, on a reel, in your caption, on your stories, all the time. It's not enough to just talk about it every now and again on your stories, because people, it's not enough for people to remember it and to stick in people's minds. You need to create it like a nickname so that then people are like, oh yes, Inez, she's gonna help me figure out my zone of genius. And that's how people come to me in the DMs. And they're like, I want to work with you on this. I don't even have to ask them for the sale for them to come to me because it's so memorable, because I've intentionally made it that way. So that's something that I want you to keep in mind. I'm going to use a bit of a case study that's, again, outside of the coaching industry, because I feel like that can be really beneficial. So you've probably heard me talk about this influencer and business owner and just like one of my business idols, I guess I could say before. And her name is Flex Mami. She's like a social media influencer. She's got lots of businesses. She runs a jewelry business, she's a DJ, she's a radio host, all this kind of stuff. She's a very multi-passionate business guru kind of person. And I heard this amazing interview with her a while ago, because obviously I love soaking up all of her life story. Let me know if you know Flex, I'm sure you all do. And love Flex, everyone loves her. She's literally so magnetic, incredible, so much to learn from her. I'm really inspired by her. And when you think of her, you think of her as someone that really has a point of difference, right? And so I heard this story and I wanted to relay it to you and use it as an analogy for your own zone of genius as well. So when she was, she worked in like a PR company, but kind of hated it and decided to become a DJ. And in order to become like a more wanted DJ, she started building up a social media presence because she knew that that was gonna help her getting more gigs. But when she was building a social media presence, she noticed that a lot of the other influencers out there that were gaining a lot of attention were white, were skinny, were kind of fitting the mold of like conventional beauty standards. And so instead of her thinking, okay, that's something that I need to do, or I need to try to look more like these people, she took a completely different path, which was, instead of focusing on my looks and trying to fit into this mold, what do I have to offer that all of these other influencers that are already getting attention and are already kind of saturating that area of the market, what is something that I can do that's completely different? And so from there, she started talking about critical thinking and having emotionally intelligent conversations and asking like really deep questions on her social media. And her Instagram literally blew up because of that, because at that time, and this was probably 10 years ago, no one was really doing that. Social media wasn't really being used in that way. Obviously now with TikTok and people using Instagram the way they do now, it's a lot more common, but she was really like a pioneer in that phase. And I think that's something so interesting for you to keep in mind, because a lot of us will look at the industry and think, okay, I need to do a photo shoot with in a blazer, or, you know, there's this similar branding, or people are doing this style of reel, and if I don't do that, then people aren't going to take me seriously. But what that does is you're basically plonking yourself in the middle of the competition for all of the other people in your niche, instead of having the courage. And it requires courage. Business always requires courage to stand out, to do your own thing, to do something different, even if people won't get it, even if it's not what the norm is. Like, it's basically that quote of, like, when everyone is zigging, you need to zag, right? And so now everyone copies Flex Mommy. Everyone's like copying her, like, critical thinking skills. People are always kind of mimicking her, like, emotional conversation, her emotional intelligence conversations. And people, you know, really mimic the way that she, like, holds conversations and all that kind of stuff, because she's a trailblazer. And that's when you know that you've kind of made it, and you know that you have your zone of genius, because you're not looking to other people to give you a framework for how you show up. You define that for yourself. And that does take a little bit of extra work. Like, when I'm creating frameworks for my zone of genius and trying to take people through their equation of zone of genius and teaching it in programs, writing this masterclass, there's no frame of reference for me to reflect on and to look at that. So yes, it does require a bit of extra work, but it also means that I'm staking my claim in the ground of being like, this is my space. And that then means that there will be no competition. There will be no oversaturation of my market, because I'm carving it out for myself, right? So that, like, and as something else that I heard Flex Mommy speak to in this interview was, like, she's not worried about people copying her. And this is something that I want you to keep in mind as well, because she's just so focused on innovating, on being her own best self. And when you are truly in your zone of genius, that's what it feels like. You're not bothered if someone launches a program that's similar to you. It doesn't really matter to you if someone creates, like, a similar reel. You may have seen the other day how someone copied one of my reels to the T, and I commented and I just said, hey, lol, this is my reel. But it didn't really bother me, because I'm like, well, no one can actually replicate my energy, and they're doing themselves a disservice by trying to follow in the footsteps of my zone of genius, because it's never going to be as magnetic as when I do it, because no one can ever do your zone of genius in the way that you can. Even if someone is running a course that's on exactly the same result, like giving them the same outcome. So say, for example, you're a nutrition coach helping people to heal their relationship with food. When you know your zone of genius, it doesn't matter if someone else is running the same course, because your energy and your personality, your experience, and your zone of genius is going to make it different, which means that you will never be worried about whether people are copying you, or whether someone else joins your niche, or whether your industry or your segment of the market is getting oversaturated, because you know where you stand, you know what you have to offer. And that is such a grounding and secure feeling that, again, makes you so much more magnetic in terms of your content as well. So yeah, that's the energy that you want. How can I be so good, so unique, and so good at my service, and so secure in my knowledge? And when you really are clear in what it is that you have to offer, you're not worried about other people stealing it, because you just know that it's never going to hit the same way. As Alice said, agreed, it won't hit the same way. And like, that's really truly the foundation of, like, a successful business, because when you know no one can do it the way that I can, then that is what keeps it sustainable, because then you'll never be oversaturated. It doesn't matter if there's competition or people copying you, because no one can do it in the way that you can. And what have I written here? So, of course, all of this stuff, like, and when they can't, you focus on your own way. I don't know what I've written, like, underneath here. I'm just getting confused by my notes. Of course, we need to back this with strategy that works and tried and tested methods of, like, how to launch and how to create content and offers and all that kind of stuff. That's really, really important. However, it needs to start with you knowing what you have to offer, which is why with my clients, the first thing that I'm always asking them is, what is your point of difference? Why do your clients come to you over other clients? What feedback have you had from your results? What are your experiences? Like, I'm always focusing and prioritizing zone of genius first. And then after that, we're going to flesh out into packaging up your knowledge into different offers. So if you want to be the kind of person that is really magnetic, people come into your audience, they follow you, and they send you a DM within 24 hours being like, I want to work with you, you need to have influence, because that is magnetic. And you will only have influence if you stand out and set yourself apart, which means that often you have to go first. So, for example, coming back to that analogy with Flex Mommy. She was the only person at that time talking about critical thinking and emotional intelligence and having these analytical conversations. So you need to go first, and that's going to feel a little bit scary. But again, it's coming back to this idea of being courageous, of just also knowing that that's going to be part of your zone of genius. And often I'll hear my clients being like, oh, I want to talk about these two topics together, or I want to bridge and combine two kind of niches together, but people aren't really doing that. And I'm like, that's actually a fucking good thing, because that's what's going to make you stand apart as well. If you can bring two things together that don't normally match, that's really going to set you apart as well. Influence is what gives you power. It's what gives you value. It's what gives you magnetism. And you will only be influential if you have a point of difference and if you show up as someone that is leading the way as well. So thinking about, are you leading the way, or are you looking at other people's Instagrams and finding and like wanting to follow other people and getting like permission and validation from them of like, oh, they posted about this, or like they posted about that. I'm just going to read what they say here. I've never heard of Flex, but I'm loving what I'm hearing. Yes, follow her, Flex Mommy, on Instagram. She's literally my idol. So many people have literally stolen my reels and posted it to their page without permission or credit, like copying highest form of flattery, but still annoying. Yeah, and like this is going to happen all the time. Like if you think about Tony Robbins or Oprah or whatever, their energy is not spent, well spent, on trying to stop people from copying them. Their energy is much better spent on like, how can I continue to improve? How can I continue contributing to like my influence and having a positive impact on the world? And eventually it becomes so well known that people can't, like even if people are copying you, they're actually doing you a service because it's so obvious that it's about you. And there's obviously mindset work that we can do behind this as well. I feel like as a fitness coach, it's hard to be specific in my message because it can either be fat loss, maintenance, or building. Yeah, so that's the same with any sort of, in any sort of industry, all of the outcomes are the same. So, you know, depending on what car you buy, it's like at the end of the day, you're buying a vehicle to transport you from A to B. But why would someone choose to buy a Toyota over a Porsche, over a Lexus, whatever, over a Golf? Like there's so many different cars that people could buy, and all of the outcomes are going to be the same. But what's going to set one car and one, even one type of car apart, or a brand of car apart, is going to be your point of difference, your zone of genius, and like your experience that contributes to what it is that you can offer. So that's what I mean. I think before Kendall said, I get confused about how to talk about zone of genius in different ways. So for example, if you're talking about a client that for you, Cassie, has achieved a really incredible result around maintenance, then I want you to link that maintenance result back to your zone of genius, which is I, you know, do this by healing my client's metabolism so that they can eat more without rah, rah, rah. But you could even get more specific. Like I was talking to one of my clients the other day, and we were also talking about figuring out her zone of genius, and she's also in the fitness industry. And I kind of reflected back to her what I see from her, which is what my close proximity clients get, which is that, you know, she's basically working a full-time job whilst also exercising, whilst also meal prepping and eating well and running her own business. She's able to get so much done, which basically can, she hasn't obviously settled on this, but this was just an example I gave to her. She is very good at managing her time, which is the reason why people come to her, because they're like, oh, I can see that you're someone that understands my lifestyle, being someone that works in corporate, so therefore you're going to ensure that my schedule and the program and the diet that you give me is going to integrate easily into my lifestyle, even though I work at a corporate job. Because a lot of people have this assumption that it's harder to get fit and eat well if you're in a corporate job. And so that kind of little bit of experience there can actually add credibility to someone choosing her as their coach versus another coach that maybe doesn't have the same experience. It can literally be so granular like that. And so if she was to say this like example of like, my client achieved an incredible fat loss result, even though she's working at corporate, we figured out a schedule that really suits her lifestyle so that she can, you know, still have a life that she loves and prioritize her career whilst working on her fitness goals. Like it can literally be like that, but it just changes the messaging from, oh, she lost weight, to, oh, she lost weight and this is how we did it. And this was the unique process that we took her through that kind of makes it more memorable. I think there's got to be something in there about how you make people feel. Fitness is so much more than the outside. Yeah, exactly. That as well. I love that. So for me, is linking it back to trauma modalities and somatic tools I use with my clients to get them the transformation. Yeah, exactly. So like anytime that you're speaking to a result that your clients are getting, you would be like, we use these somatic tools that help you do X, Y, Z to get these results. So you're just like always speaking to like your method. And then what will happen eventually, Kendall, is people will come into your DMs and be like, oh, I really want to understand how to heal myself using somatic methods, or like, oh, I've tried other kind of methods and now I want to give yours a go because I see you talking about it all the time. You want to make it so like repetitive so that your audience becomes so familiar with it that it sticks in their mind. And once they're ready to invest, that's how they will come into your DMs and ask you for your service. Oh, I love that. That makes so much sense. I feel like I'm a pro in maintenance and muscle mass since restricting for so long. Yes. And like, again, then what is the benefit of that? So good. We love the analogies. It's already happening. Exactly, Kendall. So you're getting that proof in the pudding. So you want to have like, and this is what I was going to say as well. So when you look at your industry as a whole, whether it's mindset, fitness, birth, business, whatever, you don't have to like revolutionize the entire industry and come up with a completely different way to get an outcome, because people are going to have the desires to get the outcome that they want, right? But instead, what you want to look at is what are your points of difference that make you set apart from other fitness coaches. So going back to Flex Mommy, her main point of differences was within the influencing market is that she was talking about critical thinking, emotionally intelligent conversations when everyone else was posting bikini pics and look how hot I am and getting veneers, for example. So within your industry, so for example, with Flex Mommy, hers was the influencer. Within your industry, it might be fitness, coaching, whatever. You don't have to change and like reinvent the whole wheel of your industry because people want those outcomes. It's more about what would make someone more likely to come to you over someone else. So for example, even the other day, my girlfriend, we had my sister's wedding like just over 2 weeks ago. And because I was in the bridal party, my girlfriend was thrown to the wolves and had to make her own conversations with everyone, which she's very good at because she's definitely an extrovert. And she was just chatting to one of my now brother-in-law's friends who is doing ultra marathons and Georgie's run, like coaches runners. And so by her not just saying, oh, I'm a personal trainer, she was like, I'm a personal trainer. I specify in helping runners. This guy then called her yesterday and was like, hey, I got your number off my brother-in-law. I'm wondering if we can work together. And that's what I mean about giving that point of difference. It's like, you don't just say you're a personal trainer. It's like, I'm a personal trainer that does runner specific training. I'm a personal trainer that helps you to, like have better maintenance and have a more like better metabolism. I didn't word that so well. Georgie is magnetic. Yeah, she is magnetic. And I think there's something to be said about when you're not trying to sell something, because obviously she was just having this conversation, and this has happened to me too before, where I'm just having a conversation with someone and I'm telling them about my business from a place of like excitement and passion, but I'm not thinking, oh, this is going to be a potential client. And then, you know, they end up being a potential client. Guiding you through your fuck yes life, through helping you see your inner blocks and giving you grounded, no bullshit tools to take them down. No bullshit, straight talk. Spicy, I love it. I still think you can get a little bit more specific with this, Em. I'm going to challenge you, because what are these no bullshit tools? Because again, this is still a little bit vague, because if I was someone that wanted to get through my inner blocks, there would be a specific reason that I would come to you over someone else. And so because I know your work, Em, there's like an, I thought you might, yeah, you knew that. So thank you for sharing it and being brave to expose yourself here. But like, because I know you, I know that you have an element of like spirituality and, you know, breath work and bringing in like Eastern practices. That would be a reason that I would come to you over going to like another life coach or a psychologist or something else in the same kind of realm. And so that's, again, what you want to talk about as well. You're basically just leveraging the bio space then enough. Yeah, literally. And this is the thing. Do not wait to talk about your zone of genius until it fits into your Instagram bio. Start talking about it on your stories, in your captions, like, and until you find a way to make it more simplified. And the more that you talk about it, the more clarity you will have over it. Action always breeds clarity. Okay, so you're not revolutionizing your whole industry. You're basically just leveraging your own natural skills to get people the outcome that they desire. And then packaging it up is simply using your point of difference, aka your zone of genius, and thinking about the different themes and topics and lessons and methods that teach your clients to get the result that they desire. So for example, if you are a life coach and your zone of genius is to help people heal, and Kendall, I'm just going to use your zone of genius because it's one of my faves, is to help people to heal from their trauma 10 times faster than talk therapy using somatic methods. And again, I think this is gonna become even more popular and like widespread, because I see people on like, sometimes I see people on like the Bondi forum and like all these kind of, I don't know, you know how you just randomly get into like Facebook groups and you're like, why am I even here? I see people talking all the time about how talk therapy isn't making a difference, or they're not happy with their psychologist. And I just look at that and I think, I had the same experience where therapy was really helpful to an extent, but what has really sealed the deal for me has been learning how to sit with my body and using the somatic methods and having that more, yeah, being in my body and being able to actually like feel my feelings. So with that kind of zone of genius, what is all of the different themes and topics and methods and modalities and lessons that your clients need to learn? And if you bought that guide, the Offer Expander guide, that was like the little $19 add-on, I gave you a way to mind map out your like kind of all the different themes and lessons. So I would recommend like pulling this up now if you want to do it, or print it out later, whatever. Because then you, and you can even just do this on your own, commit your own bootleg version, but you can like mind map all of the different lessons out. So for someone like Cassie, it's like, okay, you're in the fitness industry, then put your zone of genius underneath it, and then you would mind map all of the different elements of it. So you might have big themes at the top. So it might be training, nutrition, mindset. And then under training, it's like, what are the little things that come underneath that of training? It's like knowing how to rest, knowing how to have a proper program, the benefit of different exercises, having a healthy relationship with the gym. Like there's so many different things that come under training. And then within nutrition, there's so many other different points that come out of nutrition, healthy relationship, feeding yourself, macros, intuitive eating. There's so many different ways that come under this as well. And then with mindset, again, there's so many different things, body image, discipline, or there's so many different things that you can do. And all of those different things could be a program, could be a course, could be a masterclass. And I want to encourage you to do this mind map for yourself and keep going until there's literally nothing else that you could possibly do. And it could be fucking massive. And I want you to get so intricate with the small little elements, because even within like, you know, say for example, we've got nutrition that then goes into healing your relationship with food. That could be 10,000 different topics underneath that, that could even make another course and another masterclass and another program and another like mini training. Like there's so much potential that you have, and you're all sitting on an absolute gold mine of offers right now, but getting caught up in like what should be in it. This is going to be your first step in order to have that idea. So, or kind of that next offer that you're going to be selling. So with Kendall's offers, for example, it's like shadow work, somatic methods is like her zone of genius. Then underneath that, there's going to be inner child healing, attachment styles, communication, self-love, positive self-talk. Like there's so many different ways that you can continue to go with it. And that's basically how I figure out my courses and package up my knowledge. And in the Offer Expander program, it's going to be launching in January. I'm going to be going much deeper into exactly what to put into your programs to ensure that not only is it a top tier client experience, so that your clients get really good results and so that they re-sign, because this is such an underrated but very highly important element of your business is client. Okay, sorry, someone just called me and put me on mute. Because that's going to create like a really solid bedrock for you then to grow and stack your income from. But not only are people going to re-sign, but it's going to be so much easier for you to sell, because you're like, I know that this is a really good program. I know that this gets good results. And another thing is that when your program is getting really good results, then it's easier to sell again. You've got that social proof. People get familiar with it. They can see that it's working. So that's something that we're going to be covering in Offer Expander. And I'm obviously giving you all a special discount for this program, which I'll tell you at the end of this training as well. But if you're, because I get a lot of questions from people of like, how do I know what to put in a program? That's something that requires more than just the training to be able to teach you in there as well. But a really good place to start is how to like brainstorm all of your different topics, all of the different lessons, all of the modalities, all of the frameworks, all of the themes. Like there's so much in there. gold mine of offers that you have that you could be making so much money from, because people want to learn from things that are packaged up in a way that makes it easy for them to digest and take action on. And a lot of the stuff that you are teaching people might seem easy to you now, but that's only because you've got so much experience, you've done so much knowledge, you've done so much learning over the past years, that to then bring it into like a beautifully packaged up 4-week program, you're helping people to expedite their results and skip the mistakes and up and down fuckery that happens when you think about your journey, and you get to make them get that result 10 times faster. And be creative with your offers as well. Like, think about how you can do it differently. Like, not every program needs to be an 8-week program with one tool a week. Sometimes it can be a 2-week program where there's a daily activity. Sometimes it can be bundling up courses together. It could be a 10-day program. I recently did Overflow, which was such a vibe. Some of you were in that, which was a 10-day program, and we had lessons every like second day, with like short, sharp lessons so that people could just like take action on it. Sometimes programs are gonna need to be longer. So they might be over 12 weeks and they might be just one call a week, but that's because there's lots of like information to integrate and action to take. So you actually want to stretch it out. Like, really be creative with it. And what is really stopping you from launching an offer tomorrow? Like, there's something within you right now that you could be launching. So, okay, I'm gonna move on to the next section because we're already running out of time. I need to look at that guy. Oh, okay, hang on. So crazy how I can always see, how I can see gifts in others so much and always hyping them up, but being blind to mine because it's so fucking simple. Bird's eye view, baby, it helps so much. Like, even within myself, I would not have been able to get such clarity over my unique point of difference had I not had a mentor help me to unpack all of this. I'm so blind to mine yet. This is all of my clients. Like, this is so normal. This is every single person that ever comes to me. And every time I'm like, yeah, babe, that is your zone of genius. They're like, oh my God, that seems so obvious. And I'm really happy that that's what it gets to be. I tend to think way too big with my courses, programs, and want to put everything in them. After doing my mind map, I could see so many smaller programs I can do. There are so much easier for me to create and deliver. Yes. And that is a huge mistake as well with programs. If you try to put everything into one program, not only will you not get very good results with your clients because they'll be too overwhelmed to actually be able to execute on the information, so they're unlikely to re-sign, you won't have as many good testimonials, you won't feel very good with the program to resell it again. Not only that, it also is not a strategic business move, because if people are getting everything in one program, why would they sign up to the next program? Why would they? And they're not getting, like, the thing with my programs is like, I'm doing the Offer Expander in January, and I get to go so deep and get to give you so much information on building out your offer suite, so that you really get the information there and you have the time to understand it and feel so confident with the knowledge. And then we're going to go into a content program and you get to really understand that side of things as well. I get a bit too focused on the programs I'm launching, seamlessly flow into another, like masterclass, short course, mastermind, then that I push out offers because they don't seem to fit, or I don't want to be selling more than one program at once. Yeah, I mean, again, Offer Expander is going to be teaching you how to seamlessly sell multiple offers at once. This is such a game changer for my business and my energy. I find it, now that I've worked through the blocks and have the strategy behind it, I find it incredibly energizing to sell multiple offers at once. It's kind of like, and Kendall, you're an attachment style expert. You know, I don't know if you've read this book, but I'm sure you have, when you're an anxious attachment style, they say that you should be dating multiple people at once so that you don't get overly attached to people and put all of your eggs in one basket. That's kind of how I see offers. I don't like to sell just one offer at a time, because then I feel like there's so much pressure on that offer to sell. Whereas when I have multiple different offers going, I'm like, oh, this is exciting. I've got another angle. I'm going to talk about a different thing. And it's only confusing if you are confused. So when I'm selling multiple offers, and I always like to reflect back to my clients my own actions and how they consume them. But when I'm selling multiple different offers, if you're not interested in an offer, you just tap past it. You're not getting confused. You're not getting overwhelmed. It's like, cool, that's interesting. I'll join that. Okay, tap onto the next thing. Forget about it. Like, it's not actually as big of a deal as we make it out to be. And again, there's all of these energetics behind what we think we need to be doing in order to launch a program. And so many people are making it a way bigger deal than they need to be, A, because they're not confident with the strategy that they have to launch and sell programs, which if that is you, come into Offer Expander, and B, their energy behind it is that they believe that the only reason why people would want to buy a program from them is that if they're working really, really hard. So that is a beautiful segue into number two of your energy towards your programs. So when you think about selling your next offer or selling multiple offers or selling a higher ticket offer, what's the feeling that comes up for you? So I used to get very overwhelmed with this idea of selling multiple offers at a time. I used to always think, oh my God, it's going to be confusing, or like, how does it all make sense? And again, what I would recommend you to refer to is if you bought that Offer Expander guide, it shows you the coaching or the offer pyramid of how it makes sense. And so when you understand that, then it's much easier to sell multiple offers at once as well. I get an offer hangover.
Yeah.
So many of my clients get that as well. If you're getting an offer hangover, it's a lack of knowing how to plan out your offers in a way that makes sense. And also putting a lot of pressure on one launch, one offer, how one program goes essentially, which is just, that's really exhausting, and it's not a sustainable way to run your business. What I will say is that the more that you launch courses, your capacity grows as well. So like, it's kind of like the first time you go to the gym, your muscles are like, what the fuck? And then after 3 months, you're like, cool, I'm ready to go heavier and run more, and I can get up easily and all that kind of thing. So there is a capacity element to this as well. But what comes up for you when you think about selling premium price point, higher ticket offers, whether it's like a mastermind, a higher ticket course, anything like that? Because as I said before, it's going to be very difficult for you to start to stack income and have sustainably higher cash months if you're only focusing on selling lower ticket, because you know you have to grow an audience and that takes a lot of time. Whereas you can sell two premium price point offers and double your revenue in a month, and then you only have to do that next month as well. It's a much easier accessible task, but our brains and our shadows can often come up here of what we think needs to be involved to get higher ticket clients paying for our offers. So common blocks that come up for my clients is that they think that they need to be, like they get performance anxiety almost. So when you're launching a higher ticket offer, hang on, I just need to, why is this not charging? Okay, there we go. They get performance anxiety. So they think that they need to really, yeah, Brooke says, I get nervous about what will be expected of me. So like even before they're launching the higher ticket offer, you're like, I've got to make this a really big deal. I've got to ramp it up. I've got to do something special. And then that stops you from ever launching the offer because again, you're putting so much pressure on yourself to do something extra special to launch your higher ticket offer, when in reality, you can actually launch it in the same way as you launch your lower ticket offers. I get nervous of what will be expected of me. Yeah, this is a really common theme where people are like, if someone's paid me a lot of money, I've got to make sure that I really show up for them. I get them, give them the best ever service, which of course is true to an extent. But as I said before, someone paying you more money is not necessarily that they get more from you. It's more about how much access they get to you. And if you think about your experiences being in a masterclass versus working one-on-one with someone versus being in a close proximity container like a mastermind, or even in the, in my program, Brooke, you've been in best end of year ever, that was like, had some elements of personalization. The value wasn't necessarily that different, but the personalization of it and that close proximity support really changes your experience of it and your perception of the value that you're getting as well. And so it's looking at, why do you feel like that? Like, where did you learn that to be worthy of more attention, to be worthy of more money, you had to show up differently, or that you had to do something special? And 9 times out of 10, this always comes true. And I've definitely had to work through this belief as well. Only ever getting praised by my parents when I was younger, when I did something or I achieved something or I got a good mark at school, which now makes me feel like the only way to be worthy of higher cash months, making more money, attention, more followers, whatever, is if I do something really, really good, instead of just knowing that I'm worthy the way that I am, that I'm worthy of someone paying me money for the knowledge that I already have. I still have work to do on taking responsibility for their results. Yes. And if you have that belief, then you will always be subconsciously blocking bringing on higher ticket clients because you're thinking, oh, I need to be able to, and I've spoken about this with Kendall in our one-on-one session as well, feeling like they, you have to like wave your magic wand and get it all done for them. And something I like to remind my clients is like, after one session with you, how do your clients often feel? And I often get feedback from my clients that when they have a one-on-one session with me or as soon as we start voice memoing, they're like, this is already worth the entire investment. And so for you, it's like, I used to dance. That's where a lot of my rewards came from. Yeah. And so it's really looking at what part of you is coming online when you think about getting, being like good enough just as you are. In fact, being exceptional just as you are. And that's not to say that we should be complacent and not work on upgrading our knowledge, but it's more about why do I believe that I have to do a special performance and be extraordinary in order to be worthy of high ticket. And instead of trying to like convince people that you are worthy of it, it's like, how do you need to show up? And it's a little bit of fake it till you make it. Because the thing is that you can show up as if you're worthy of higher ticket offers without necessarily having to feel it 100%. But when you show up in that way, like how do I have to show up in order to be the high ticket person? It's like number one for me, and I know people say this, but it really has been true. Like I just is investing in yourself. That really expands your capacity of I'm fucking worth it. So I just invested another 20K into a mastermind for next year. And that's obviously a huge amount of money. It's never any easier when I do it. Of course, I've got more proof that basically I can invest this amount of money and it works for me. But your ego and societal conditioning is always going to be like, oh, it would be nice to have that in the bank or go on a holiday with it. However, I've now trained my brain to be like, short-term pain is long-term gain. And now that I've invested that amount of money, it's been like, yeah, of course I'm fucking worth it. If I'm spending that amount of money into coaching and into myself, why wouldn't people pay me for that? Why wouldn't I be worth that? And it really expands your understanding of like, I'm fucking worth it. There is nothing more empowering than deciding to make a stretchy investment and go, wow, I'm worth it. It changes something on like a cellular level, just putting that money down and being like, oh, I'm worth it. I don't have to do anything special to invest that amount of money, right? Or maybe for you, it's like upgrading your service. So it might be something along the lines of like, and this won't be things necessarily that get your clients to sign up with you. This is more about your energetic, like the energetic knockoff from it. So if you feel better about your service, then it's going to be easier for you to sell. You're going to be a match for more high-end clients. So potentially it is, what about your service can you upgrade? So maybe you want to make your onboarding system smoother. Maybe you want to invest in a system. Like I just, about 6 months ago, I invested in Thrivecart and I'm literally obsessed with it. It's so smooth, it's so easy to use. And I just feel really good now about selling things because I've got this really good platform. I love making my sales pages, everything like that. So what are ways that you can like make your service more premium? And a lot of us can get stuck in this mindset, and I sometimes still notice it. Like I run a multi six figure company, and sometimes I'll be like, oh, I don't really want to pay for Zoom, because there's a past version of me that is stuck in scarcity mindset that can rear its ugly head sometimes. And I'm like, why am I still thinking like that? It is such an, like, even, you know, paying the $200 for Zoom every year, like that makes sense to purchase that. But sometimes your mindset is going to come up, and it's just like acknowledging that and going, oh, interesting. There's an old thought pattern of mine that is not actually true. So therefore, what can I do to show up as the version of me that is making like abundant millionaire mindset decisions rather than short term being like, oh, I'm going to keep this $200. Oh, I'm going to, you know, do my own like shitty little onboarding system that doesn't really work. Like, yes, that might save you money in the very short term, but long term, is it going to make you feel good about your business? Probably not. Maybe you want to add in things to your offers. And again, all of these things are not things that you are going to be using in your marketing, but energetically, it's going to be making you more aligned. So you're not going to be like, oh, I downloaded Thrivecart. Like I signed up to Thrivecart. People aren't going to join because of that, but you're going to feel better about selling your offers. So maybe it's also adding in services. So maybe you might add in one-on-one calls, or maybe you might at an extra Q&A, you might give some sort of bonus, like make it fun for you, make it, don't just follow the status quo or look at what other coaches are doing and being like, oh, well, this is how a membership should run. Like even my membership is so much more than the standard membership. It has Q&A calls, you get to ask questions in the Facebook group, there's a lot more personalization. I'm actually gonna be changing the name of it next year. It's still gonna be called Ministry of Genius, but I'm not gonna call it a membership anymore because it doesn't actually encapsulate what you get included in that, because there's actually a lot of support and accountability in there. Get feedback from your current clients. This is something that I always recommend so that you can energetically settle into the feeling of like, yeah, I'm fucking worth it. The crazy thing about coaching is that there's no regulation with it. You can just decide to raise your prices. And so it's like asking yourself, what is actually stopping me from doing it right now? And there's gonna be the logical part of your brain that's like, fuck yeah, let's make more money. But I want you to pay attention to subconsciously what is blocking you and what's bubbling beneath the surface, because that's gonna reveal the energetics behind why you feel like you're not a match for it. And this is something that I work on at a much deeper level with all of my clients. And we will also be doing a full-on segment on an Insight Offer Expander as well. Okay, so we're gonna wrap up soon. Investing in a VA was an edge, but it has made my business feel more premium and my service even more polished. Yes, I had that experience as well. Okay, the last step of packaging up your offers so that clients, like packaging up your knowledge in a way that makes high ticket clients want to work with you, is your marketing and your content. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because this program and this masterclass is more about the offer expansion. But what is so important about getting people into your offers is obviously your content, because your content is the way that you communicate to your audience. This is what I'm good at. This is what I have to offer. This is my point of difference. This is why the price tag is the way that it is. And that is how you're going to magnetize people into your world. Without your audience, you're not going to have anyone to sell to. So content is something that you should always be working on, no matter what level of business you are at. Doesn't matter whether you're making $1,000 a month or $1 million a month. Upgrading your content, it always needs to be a priority. And I think we've spoken already a little bit about content today, but something that you can do immediately from the get-go right now, and a huge kind of misstep that I see people do with their content when they're launching their programs, is that they don't talk specifically enough about exactly what the program does before they actually launch it. So if you're gonna be launching something in the next couple of weeks, I want you to create a good amount of posts before you actually launch that program so that you're priming your audience to get ready for it. Of course, if it's a topic that you already speak about enough, launch the program this afternoon, why not? But a really big way that you can kind of garner some more interest and create a bit of hype for that program is to really specifically talk about your offer. And that helps when you're actually creating more specific courses and programs and all that kind of stuff. Of course, when we're selling something that, you know, for example, the mastermind, that's basically like semi-private coaching. So that does include a lot more topics in it. But there is a way that I learned to market it so that it can still be specific and so that people still understand exactly what is involved in the process of that. And I'm going to be teaching you how to do that in the Offer Expander program, because there is a different way that we need to sell one-on-one coaching, masterminds, and you can do masterminds no matter what niche you're in. I used to run a mastermind for my fitness program. I used to run a mastermind for intuitive eating. I used to run a mastermind for mindset as well. You can run a mastermind no matter what niche you are in, and that is an incredible way to create high ticket months. And especially in my business, the reason why I'm consistently able to hit 20K months is because I have an accumulation of high ticket offers that don't rely solely on one-on-one coaching. So all of the masterminds that I run, my membership, it means that I have a lot of monthly recurring revenue so that before I even start the month, I've already got money coming into my business without me having to make a sale and without me having to sit on coaching calls all day, every day. Because let's face it, we started our business to have freedom. Oh, I think I can see the postman coming. That's exciting. Well, I ordered a microphone so that I can do like cool content. I wonder if my girlfriend's gonna hear it. We're getting the real BTS here. Sorry, I'm getting so distracted by it. Okay, so yes, marketing content, talk specific, like I'm talking so specifically about your content. What is stopping you from talking about it today? And really always attaching your zone of genius. So my zone of genius in terms of talking about how beneficial your zone of genius will be for your business would not be relevant or helpful or magnetic to people if they didn't know the outcome that it was going to get to them. So we always want to attach it to the outcome and really focusing on the experience that your clients will have afterwards, the after story, the after result, attaching that to your zone of genius. That's what makes things exciting. People do not join programs because of how many calls there are or what is involved. All of that stuff is important for you to feel really energetically aligned. Yeah, the logistics of the course and the logistics of anything. People don't really buy things because they're like for you, for example, Kendall, they're not going to buy something just because they're going to learn how to do shadow work. They're going to buy something because they're going to learn how to do shadow work so that they can have better relationships where they feel more fulfilled. That's what I mean by connecting it to an outcome. And I so often see people where they create this amazing post, but it's just missing that last little addition to the sentence where it's attaching it to the outcome. And if you are talking about how long the course is or how many calls there are, or if there's like a bonus PDF, always making sure that you're asking yourself, what is the benefit of this and why would my clients want to buy it? And then always attaching that to the reason why this course is 4 weeks is so that you have time to integrate and, you know, take action with the support of my help, whatever. Always attaching it to that and you'll get so many more inquiries and people actually investing in it. And if you're getting a lot of people DMing you but then leaving you on scene, not following through, then that's because you're not speaking specifically enough to the benefit of the course or the program or whatever it might be. When you attach it and you make it really clear to them, it speaks to that emotional part of their brain where they're like, ooh, something exciting, something that I want, a desire that I crave. We're going to talk more about the marketing and the positioning tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to be really about the positioning of yourself and your offers as a premium brand. So we're going to discuss that more tomorrow, but I just want to talk a little bit about Offer Expander and this special deal that I have for you attending that is exclusive to being inside of this training. So the Offer Expander program is going to teach you how to sell multiple offers at once seamlessly and with ease, put together scalable offers so that you can make more money without selling your time. So what I mean by that is like, you're not going to have a scalable business if you're relying on one-on-one coaching because you can only work with so many one-on-one clients at a time. So instead, what we want to focus on is like how we can make memberships and masterminds and group programs where you can solve and work with multiple clients at a time at a high ticket pricing. And that adds up very quickly and makes having higher cash months much more sustainable, even though you're having time freedom as well. We're also going to be discussing creating world-class programs that leave a mark on your industry and set the standard much higher, because I know that there are a lot of programs and offers out there that people pay a lot of money for but really don't deliver. And so I'm really excited to teach you how to create top-tier programs that I know is a priority for you. And this is not only is it going to mean that your clients are going to be coming back for more, which is going to create so much more sustainable income for you, but it also means that you're going to be really well known and build up a really good reputation and get to the point where your program starts to sell itself. We're also going to be talking about how to understand how to package up your knowledge into premium high ticket offers that your dream clients love to buy. We're going to discuss how to gain clarity on how to launch in the best possible way, even when you're launching multiple offers at once. You don't need a website. You don't need hours and hours of time. You don't need to do a fancy photo shoot. You don't need really special graphics. You don't even need to hire anyone at this stage. What you need is a zone of genius, excellent marketing and content, and clean magnetic energy. And that is everything that the Offer Expander program teaches you. This program is going to be roughly about $1,500 in full price, but we're in super early bird at the moment. To the general public, that super early bird is 444. But within this group, if you sign up before the 15th of December, which is this Friday, you're actually going to get an extra discount, and it's only going to be $397 for you to join this program. So if you're curious about joining it, there will be a payment plan for that as well. You just need to DM me the word offer, and I will send you the link with a special coupon so that you can get that extra $50 off as well. You can also choose to bundle the Offer Expander program with my upcoming new elevated content program. So this is for you if you're someone that's been creating a lot of content, but you're now wanting to really amplify your content and marketing so that you stand out even more, so that you have a really clear zone of genius, and using that to blow up your social media and attract ready to buy clients. These programs just work so well hand in hand, which is why I'm bundling them up together. So this content program, it doesn't have a name yet, but it's going to be starting in March. And again, it's also in super early bird. So this is going to be helping you to create an outstanding presence and a social media following with soulmate clients who want to invest in what you have to offer. This program is also going to be roughly $1,500. And it's currently in early bird as well for 444. So to the general public, you can join both of those programs for $800. But for you within this program, you can join and get the bundle for $700, which is basically going to save you like over $2,000 in full if you were to buy those programs in full price. So if you're interested in the bundle, DM me the word bundle and you can join those two programs. And how incredible is it going to be to finish the new year knowing that you've got two programs locked in that you get to jump on super early bird and get an incredible deal. All of these deals end at the end of the week, on the like end of Friday at 5 p.m. If you have any questions about these offers, or you're not sure about what would be right for you, or if it's the best fit for you, just send me a DM on Instagram and we can chat. More than happy to have a really chill, laid back chat, and I will let you know whether or not I think it's right for you, because obviously I don't want you to invest your money into something that's not going to work for you. The winner of the one-on-one coaching session will also be announced at the end of this week on Friday. So as I said, all you have to do is engage in this training. So it's going to be a combination of whoever engages the most and also shares either the graphic to their social or a photo or screenshot of this training to their socials, and they tag me onto their stories. Tomorrow we're going to be going more into the marketing and positioning of high ticket offers and how to strategically expand your offer suite in a way that's actually going to stack income and accumulate to those higher cash months. But today I know that you have a lot of ideas in terms of like what you're going to be selling next. And I hope you're really injected with the knowledge that you're sitting on a goldmine of offers right now. So what do you have to do to show up as that version of you that gets to sell out those programs? Thank you all for being here. Looking forward to celebrating those of you that join Offer Expander. I'm so freaking excited to start this program. It has, when you join the program as well, you also get immediate access to the past rounds of the program. So you get to dive into some trainings immediately, which is really fun. And then the program itself is going to be like 6 weeks from January, and it's going to be live. So you're going to have a chance to ask lots of questions, get lots of feedback, all that kind of stuff. It's going to have some fire offers for all of you. I can't wait. 2024 is going to be fucking epic. We're in the new house, new study, new vibe. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll catch you in the DMs, and I'll talk to you all soon.